It's the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day. So what does that mean to you?
That means that we had 100 years and still we are struggling with these issues again and again. And new context, new ways and new challenges. But struggle and the conflicts and the challenges are still there.
And as a woman from India, does this have a special significance for you?
Yeah, in a sense it does, because I'd been associated with this in my work also, and we had been working with the rural mountain women, and when we celebrated this day with them, at times it was tough for them to come out and celebrate it actually, and it was like, what do we celebrate and what are we actually celebrating? And why are we celebrating it? Because for them it's accepting some sort of Western culture idea, because for us we don't have a Women's Day. So it was, for where we started was like, why we are actually celebrating. So we started giving them, talking about the history of it. So it's not just about the Western women, it's about us also. Mm-hmm. So that's how we started, and we started a whole campaign around it. Why we need to celebrate this, even if it's just one day, we need to celebrate.
It's a very important historical event, so it's a very good recognition on what happened to those women. But, I mean, I'm not particularly, it's not particularly important to me. A lot of feminists are against it, because it's like, okay, so what about Men's Day? What's so different about us? I like Women's Day because there's free stuff in Colombia, but you know, like you get free stuff at the supermarket and little things like those. But I mean, it doesn't really have much meaning to me. I guess that's what I meant to say. Especially because I still see myself as a girl, not a woman.
Okay, you're coming from Colombia. You're studying at Ohio University. Do you think that at all is empowering for women?
Hell yeah! Actually, and I just did participate in one of those photo voice things, and I picked a picture, and what meant empowerment, I picked me and my friends studying. And I think education is a very good thing for women, because especially if you get to go abroad, because you get to see that the possibilities are not the ones that are just there for you, you know, which in many cases, fortunately, that's not the case in my community, but for many cases, it's just like, find a husband, have children, and you're done for, you know, you get to see that you have a lot of opportunities to explore as a woman, and education is empowerment, because as Habermas says, you know, knowledge, used properly, is emancipation.